Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Sly has like 8 people in his band against an old man and his 3 daughters.
All right, we interrupt the normal podcast for this special presentation of the Suburbs Pod Sports Network. I'm Jim Lenihan, and with me, as always, is
Patrick Foster.
Hey, Patrick. So we are doing our American Band Bracket tournament where we had a field of 64, and people have been voting. There's been a new matchup every day on our Twitter and our Facebook accounts. Mm-hmm. And we decided now would be a good time for a little update. We've gotten through the first round of one of the regions. And so we'll sort of break that down here with some special guest analysts. What do you think?
Sounds great to me.
All right. So I would like to welcome first return analyst Bud Verge, who broke down this region when we did our preview show. Hey, Bud.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
And we have with us a new guest analyst, Boilermaker Scott Parks.
How's it going, everybody?
Great to have you guys. I see you got Boilermaker in right off the top there, Jim.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out of the way.
He got the dig in from this past Saturday.
That's not a dig. You guys are still in first place.
I know. That was a great game, though. Projected, you guys played.
Yeah. You're projected as the number one overall seed. So, you got nothing to worry about.
Had a good year. You guys played a great game the other day, so you deserve the win, honestly.
It was fun. It was fun. We'll see what it's like when we head up there to West Lafayette.
Looking forward to that.
It'll be so nice, yeah. okay, so let's see here. In Region A, in the bracket, and again, I want to mention, people can go vote. You go to Suburbs Pod on Twitter, or you go to Facebook.com/Suburbs Pod. Either of those places. There are new matchups every day. Before we get into the results here, I mean, Bud, Scott, have you guys been enjoying the tournament action, the daily tournament action here?
I love it. It's like I literally open my phone up at 8 or 7 Eastern every day because I've been working at, early in the morning, and I'm literally looking forward to who won the matchup and what the next matchup is. So yeah, I've been digging it a lot. Honestly, it's really fun. I love the comments too. And I also love how you've had to go towards literally pointing people in the exact direction that you need to vote, because of the first couple of days, I don't think people understood that you could just put the name in that you need to actually hit the right emoji. So at least on the Facebook side.
On the Facebook side,
I've been loving
things,
it. It's awesome.
On the Facebook side of things, yes, you can't just post a comment with your vote. You have to use the like function and then pick one of the emojis that correspond. People, I think, have gotten it now. So I think we're good. But that's really nice when you do it that way. Anybody can go in at any time of day and look and see, you know, what the totals are for Facebook. Now, we do add those up with the Twitter at the end of the day, but here's the thing. In the first 8 matchups we've had, there's been no difference. There's been no difference between Twitter and Facebook in terms of who had the most votes. You know, it's always been the same on both, right?
Yeah.
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 And now that online gambling is legal in the state of Maryland, I've been using Patrick's tout sheets, and I've hit a couple parlays last week too. So it's always nice.
Very good. All right. So first round, Region A, there were 3 upsets, according to the seedings, 3 upsets out of the 8 matchups. And we are going to take these in sort of like in order of the biggest upsets. All right. And the first one was number 15 Kiss took down number 2 the Eagles.
And I think when you say it's according to the seedings, that's where you have to really like kind of nail down there. It's according to the seedings, because I personally believe Kiss was way underseeded in this matchup. They should have been no worse than a 7, maybe a 6. But they get a 15, and Kiss came out and showed everybody what they're about. They're big, they're tall, they're going to take down those California guys, and they took care of the Eagles in fashion. So I've got my my Kiss shirt on right now, Dressed to Kill. Got this at the 2000 farewell tour And it's 23 years later and they're still on a farewell tour. I was a big fan of that win from Kiss.
Well, I think a lot of that 15 seed too, Jim, didn't come because they're in that small Catholic conference in New York.
Well, I
say play with St. Peter's and a couple of schools like that.
You also have to consider too that in years past they might have been a higher seed. You know, back like say in the late 70s or maybe the early 80s, that kind of thing. But you know, over the years, yes, they have kept on playing, but maybe they've sort of played their way down the bracket a little bit. But they still made the field, so very good.
Yeah. I can appreciate that, but right. 15 seed. Oh, I don't know. We have to have a little talk with the selection committee for maybe next time.
Well, it wasn't a 16. So there you go.
That's true.
Another big upset. Number 14 also won in this region. Minutemen upset number 3 Metallica.
And again, this to me wasn't a surprise, honestly. I mean, Minutemen are one of the most influential bands of the entire last 30, 40 years. Any alternative band, any punk band, anybody that came after them that plays other than like rap or like heavy metal was influenced by the Minutemen. Metallica, yes, they're still going. Are they good? Yeah, they're fine. They're good. But really, if you look at what Metallica did, in my personal opinion, their first 3 records, maybe their 4th was okay. After that, it's kind of downhill. It's meh. It's okay. Minutemen, they got taken out early because of Dee Boone's unfortunate passing. But Mike Watt has kept Minutemen going with Firehose and then with his own stuff. And it wasn't that much of a surprise to me that Minutemen took out Metallica, and it wasn't even close. 81-58, took them out, took them down at the knees. Go Minutemen, San Pedro, let's go.
Oh, very good. Speaking of small conference, the SST conference, that's a small conference, but
that's right.
Yes, it is.
But they perform well.
Yeah. It's a tough conference, though.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, at times there are certain bands that just won't even show up for the game and people don't know where they are. But other than that, yeah, when they do show up, they play hard.
And if they show up, you might get shanked. You never know. So
that's right. You got to be careful.
All right. Speaking of SST, this was another upset, a mild upset, I guess you'd say, a 9-8, a band that was on SST for a short time. Sonic Youth took out Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I was really surprised by the margin of victory from Sonic Youth, honestly. I thought this would be much closer than it ended up being. And if you talk to James Petrillo, EPJ, he had many, 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 many comments today about this matchup. And, you know, can you sing a Sonic Youth song? No. Do they play songs on a beach? No. But guess what? Sonic Youth is another influential band that anybody that came after them that's playing alternative music, that's playing indie rock, gets something out of it. They also don't have 47 songs about California, and that is good for Sonic Youth.
Okay, now, that's it for the upsets in that region. Let's look at some of the other victories here. This one was kind of a surprise to me, or at least... You know, I really wasn't sure, I guess, which way this one would go. Number 7, Big Star, advancing over number 10, Devo.
I was also very surprised that Big Star took this. I guess I am and I am not. This was one of the most difficult of this region, in my opinion, because both bands are highly influential. Both bands have large followings. They're totally different kind of bands, but they actually influenced some of the same artists. So I knew this was going to be close. It ended up 97-79 Big Star. I think the right band won. I like Devo. I really like them, but Big Star, without Big Star, you don't have REM. You don't have a lot of the other bands that have the higher seeds in this tournament. And I'm super glad that Big Star goes on. They will go down to Kiss in the next round though. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Big Star. You're going to have to take a defeat next round to Kiss. Sorry.
And I'll say this. I was thinking about this today, and there's a case to be made, and I'm not going to make it, but theoretically, you can make the case that Big Star was really only a band for one album. Because after Chris Bell left, and I'm not slighting Jody Stevens or Alex Hummel in any way, shape, or form. They were amazing, and certainly the engineers at Arden Studios played a part in that. But it kind of became Alex Chilton's band, and certainly Big Star Third is just an Alex Chilton solo album. So I think I'm not making the case, but you could, if you wanted to, make that case Devo obviously was a band, and you know, everything they did from costumes to visuals to music was very coherent. So I don't know. It's possible to say that. Now, that has no bearing on what happened on the matchup.
That's right. No, I think that's good analysis, Patrick, but it also sounds like you're trying to sort of soften the ground for Kiss in the next round here.
Well, of course. Yes. I mean, I'm just saying, is Big Star a band really versus a big tall giant band from New York? Yeah, that's all.
And this could go back to the selection committee and say, did Devo deserve a higher seed than a 10? Maybe they should have been another 7 on level with Big Star, maybe even a 6. So, it's hard to say. We've got what we've got. The chips have fallen, and Big Star took care of Devo. I'm sorry. I think Kurt Gallagher said he's going to take his potato or his spud and go home. I'm sorry, Kurt, but you just got to take it and just be happy that Kiss is going to take care of Big Star in the next round.
All right, there we go. All right. Now, this one also was not as close, or this one was not as close as I might have expected. Number 6. The Birds over number 11, Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Black Flag didn't get the same kind of love that the Minutemen did.
And I totally agree. I thought this would be much closer. I mean, the Birds literally have not had a record out for, what, almost 70 years, 60 years, something like that. And Black Flag, they're very influential as well. So I was super surprised that they got completely demolished. It was 122-30. That's like, that's 16-1 seed numbers there. So I was really surprised. I figured the Birds would take it, but I didn't think it would be this much of a blowout.
Yeah, and Bud, some of the romantics like me were hoping for the rematch from what bracket it was now. It was in the late 90s when Minutemen met, Black Flag early on in that tournament.
And, well, they really did. I mean, Marcus Campy had a huge night that night. I think he put up 30 and was able to take UMass a little further. But the Black Flag, I mean, they play a tough game. I mean, after watching the TV party all night long, I mean, what else can they do?
Where do you stand on the Birds, Bud? Did you see that margin of victory becoming that
big? I predicted it. I think in the initial play where I said they have a lot to play for. They have a fallen comrade, and they're playing for the cross. I think the Birds are going to stick around.
Yeah, I think so too.
They look like a tough out.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, the first round. Now, this one is one where I would say perhaps. When you look at this in hindsight with the number of votes this band got, perhaps the selection committee underseeded this band. Talking Heads, over the White Stripes. So that one really wasn't close either.
Well, I know one person. There's one person out there that feels slighted, that feels like the selection committee made an error in judgment. And that person's name is not Jack White. It is Adam Koop. Adam Koop, I think, feels personally attacked by going against Talking Heads. I never thought this matchup was going to be in question. This is one of those 5-12s. The minute it was posted, I knew this was not going to be the 5-12 upset. I knew the Talking Heads would take it. Talking Heads, again, one of the most influential bands of all time. Especially from that New York area. White Stripes are great, but again, it's a two-person band. Is that really more of a duo? Did they even meet the criteria? It's hard to say. But I really wasn't surprised that Talking Heads took this and took it handily, in my personal opinion.
Okay, and just for the record, two person bands were allowed, but not two-person vocal groups, if that makes any sense.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
Right. So there you go.
I get it. I understand. All right.
Okay. So now let's head on over to the number 4 seed. Sly and the Family Stone defeated number 13 Staple Singers.
I had no idea how this was going to go, but Sly has like 8 people in his band against an old man and his 3 daughters. It was never going to be a good matchup for Pops and the 3 Staples daughters against Sly and his like 75 member family.
Yeah.
Not saying that musically speaking, Sly and the Family Stone has done more, has better songs, because I really love the Staples Singers. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't think they stood a chance, because, you know, when you're playing against, you know, literally everybody that Sly has ever met against a dad and his 3 daughters, it's never going to be good. So
It wasn't maybe back in the Four Corners era where they could have held the ball, you know, got a 2-0 right. lead and just passed it around, but not
in,
these days
in the shot clock era. There's no chance.
That's it. Scott, I just want to tell people that the day that this episode posts, which will be on Wednesday, there's an even bigger band in that matchup that day from the next region, just so you know.
Okay.
Even bigger.
There you go. Than
Sly and the Family Stone.
Even bigger.
Yes. okay. And then we wrap things up here with the number 1 seed advancing. That would be the Beach Boys over number 16 Television.
Not a surprise. It was sad though. I mean, obviously, you guys, the selection committee picked these matchups prior to the unfortunate and sad passing of Tom Blaine. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that somehow Television would, you know, make it out of the group. Not thinking they would. Beach Boys, obviously, one of the greatest bands of all time, no matter what country you're from. But I also think that Television and Tom Verlaine are equally influential in a different type of music. And I was hoping beyond hope that they could somehow make it out, but I didn't think they would. So what a surprise. Beach Boys, they're going to probably at least get past Sonic Youth in the next round, I think, but we'll see. You never know. Maybe 2 New York bands are too much for this, the California boys, from, you know, from the Beach Boys. So,
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott.
Wonderful. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Analysis. Now, we're going to turn things over to Bud here to look at those second round matchups. Now, to the voters out there, to the public who's voting on these matchups won't actually appear on our social media sites for about another 3 weeks because we have to get through the other 3 regions' first rounds, just so That's you right. know. But and in that amount of time, there'll probably be you know, the betting lines will move, I'm sure, but at least as of today, we're going to get the initial analysis here from Bud. And
and Jim, if you don't mind, I'll just insert really quickly that if anybody wants to go back and listen to the analysis of the entire bracket, look for episode 1539. It was published on January 30th, and that's our whole preview edition where Bud and we had several others analysts join us for the different regions. And you can see all the matchups there. And then that's a great, you know, interlude if you forget where your place is or something like that. So just want to mention episode 1539.
That's right. And the full bracket, which is updated daily, is at suburbspod.com. You can go find that there. Okay.
Yep.
So, Bud, should we just run down these real quick? Is there a certain
Let's
order?
Let's dive into them. The second round's gonna be tough for our voters, just because we've got rid of a lot of the chaff that was in the first round, and now we're getting down to the styles of play where I think our voters and our audience are equally divided as to why they think each band would advance. You know, Big Star Kiss is gonna be a tough one. Big Star hung a 97 on Devo. Kiss barely a squeaker over the Eagles. I think there were just a lot of folks that weren't interested in seeing Don Henley and Glenn Frey even on the court. So I think a lot of the voters, a lot of the spectators stayed away from that one. But Kiss, I got to tell you, I am not a member of the Kiss Army. I think it's played out here as the Brady Bunch. Jim and I are on the top, not Kiss Army. Scott and Patrick are on the bottom, definitely Kiss Army. So it's going to be you know, just looking here at our, it's 50-50, you know, what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if Big Star makes it, and I wouldn't be surprised if Kiss makes it either. So it's one of those that, you know, it's like one of those, I don't like that bet. It's like when the Bengals are playing the Bills. I didn't like that bet, so I kind of stayed away from it. I don't like this one. Even if you give me points either way, I think I'm staying away.
Yeah, this is a definite pass bet for sure.
Yeah. That's right.
Looking
sit
at
back and watch it.
Looking at Talking Heads and Sly and the Family Stone, I think that's going to be a tough one too. There's going to be like 38 guys on the court, and Tina, well, and Sister Rose as well. So maybe they'll balance out each other, but there is only one basketball. So it's going to be interesting to see who handles the rock on each team. But again, I think I see the Talking Heads coming out of that one. I think our audience likes their style of play a little bit better than Sly and the Family Stones. Sonic Youth is just being led to a meat grinder with the Beach Boys. I think the Beach Boys are going to go pretty far. That California sound, you can't deny it. You know, sure, Bull in the Heather, some other good songs from Sonic Youth, but, you know, they're not even young anymore. They're all in their 60s. Shouldn't they be like the Sonic seniors at this point? Getting the youth out of that. But I think the toughest one is going to be the Minutemen versus the Birds.
Yeah.
I think that one is going to be the toughest play of them all. Audiences, the crowd loves that scrappy Minuteman play. They do jam Econo. They're going to get there early in the van, sell a lot of merch, make sure you come away with double nickels, and maybe they'll put 55 points up. But the Birds, they have a style of play that our audience just loves. That kind of dueling, jangling, 6-string, 12-string, acoustic with the vocals. I'm not a betting man. Well, lie, I am a betting man. bet the house on the Birds. Take the Birds.
Oh, wow.
Give the points. Take it to the bank.
So after all of that, he ends up on Birds.
I did. There you go.
That's an all-California matchup.
That is, it absolutely. Is.
Yeah. And you know what the Minutemen used to say, bud? If you're not playing, you're paying. That was one of their slogans.
Did you ever see the Minutemen?
Huh?
Did you ever see them?
I did. Yep. Once. Yeah. On the tour about 8 days before he died. D Boone did.
Yeah. I saw him up at 4 a.m. once.
Yeah. That's what I saw the first time. Yeah.
When you're talking about regional rivalries, Patrick, I just want to mention here that in this region, in the next round, 4 bands from California, 3 from New York.
Oh, wow.
The only band from the middle of the country that advanced is Big Star.
Memphis.
Yes. All right. So to the listeners, get on the Suburbs Pod social medias, Twitter and Facebook, and cast your votes. New matchups every day. We are now into the first round in Region B. All right. So
cool.
Do that. And then we'll talk to you again here on the podcast in about another 8 days when the first round from that region wraps up. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks very much to Scott and Bud.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And happy voting. Happy viewing. If you're watching the matchups as they play out in real time. And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Right. And we'll talk to y'all later. Through.
Well, and I think if the Beach Boys lose to Sonic Youth, I think EPJ's head is literally going to explode. So we might want to vote for Beach Boys, everybody out there, just to keep EPJ in this world, because I don't think that he could accept Sonic Youth beating both the Chili Peppers and the Beach Boys in a few weeks. So saying that, I might vote for Sonic Youth. So
he won't be surprised, but I can sing several Sonic Youth songs if you want me to.
you've probably sang many Sonic Youth songs live before, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can sing a lot of them. Yeah.